PJ Day.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It had to be family appropriate, though.
Well, of course. Did anybody come with, like, in a full, like, onesie?
The guy who led today came in a full, like, it was a onesie type of deal, but it wasn't like he, it was like, it wasn't a onesie. What did they call it? Nightgown.
Ah.
He had a nightgown. He had some shorts on underneath.
Sure.
Yeah, but he had a nightgown on.
Okay.
And some lady had her rollers in her head with a robe. It was great.
I respect that.
Yep.
I respect that. I respect it. That's hilarious. PJ Day. You know, I will say this. So, you know, one of the things that dominated the show yesterday was when I look in my Husker Crystal football and forecast things down the road, I get nervous that Husker fans, while they're overflowing with patience for Scott Frost, that patience might not be extended over to Eric Chenander. This seems to happen a ton over the course of the last decade, for sure. There's always one coordinator or position coach that becomes, you know, not the whipping boy, but just the guy that maybe takes on the bulk of the angst and frustration and anger from the fans. And I fear that that's Chenander, because there was a sense during the season that there was a decent amount of fans that already had their mind made up on Chenander. Guy's not good enough, gives up too many points, not the guy. And my plea yesterday was, take a deep breath. Give this guy a chance. Give this guy a chance. Give him a chance to install his system, get his players in there, recruit to it, develop it. Give him a chance. Because if we've learned one thing over the last handful of years for Nebraska football is, you know, at some point we got to get off this lack of continuity train of hiring and firing and hiring and firing. Like, that takes a toll when you're constantly shuffling different coordinators in, different coaches in. It sets you back a little bit. So that was one of my big takes yesterday. And the one thing that is the reaction to my take on Chenander, I thought was very positive. That it was good that I got, there were a lot of people that felt compelled to email me or tweet at me even after the show supporting being patient with Chenander. And now the one thing that the reality is that it's easy to be patient in the offseason. Everybody's got a ton of patience and a ton of understanding during the offseason. What's challenging is when you get in the season and all of a sudden games start coming and going and maybe things aren't going well, or there's a bad moment, there's a bad game, there's a bad stretch, whatever. Then your patience gets put to the test. But I just felt like yesterday and the fallout and reaction to that thought of mine was good from the standpoint of it felt like there was a pretty good amount of people that felt compelled to, you know, tweet at me, email me their thoughts on, hey, man, you got to stay patient with Chenander, absolutely, which I think is good. I think is really good. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Jason quick. What's up, Jason? Fire away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
You know, Chenander's performance last year was, I mean, at times it was iffy, especially the first four games, but it's his first year in the Big Ten. The roster is, you know, full of players that he didn't recruit, basically. And I think he's a good defensive coordinator. I know he's well-respected among his peers, and I do expect good things out of him. When he was at Oregon, he did have a lot of first-round talent, edge rushers, linebackers. There's a couple. But, I mean, this is Big Ten football. You got to adjust. It's physical. I'd say it's probably the toughest conference he's coached in as a D coordinator.
Sure.
But, I mean, I like him. And, yeah. And I think, you know, Frost is going to make the choice on that no matter what. So
right,
it's
right.
Going to be – so I'm good.
Appreciate the phone call, Jason, at 402-951-1620. Obviously, the defense was not a juggernaut last year, but I did think there was progress. I felt like I was maybe alone on that. Like, I thought that the 2017 defense, the last year Diaco, like, I feel like the defense last year was was quite a bit better than that. I mean, again, there was a, now granted, it was like a snow globe snowstorm, but I mean, they shut down Michigan State at home. Like there were some moments where I felt like the defense, I guess there were numerous games where I walked away from the game going, I thought the defense was good enough today. And I thought there was progress from a standpoint of, I think the physicality overall absolutely improved. I saw more big hits, violent hits, taking on blockers in an aggressive fashion. I saw more of that in one game last year than I saw in all of 2017 combined. And then the other thing that I thought improved, and again, it's all relative, is that guys weren't necessarily running free, running wide open. Like they were in position, which tells me they're at least seeing things. Maybe they're not identifying it quick enough to get in position to make the play, but they're seeing it. The one thing that it struck me down the stretch in particular in the last year of Bob Diaco was how there were times guys would just be running wide open. I mean, wide receivers catching passes, and there was no one even near them. Dudes running through holes that were the size of trucks. So I thought there was more progress than maybe people wanted to think there was. But it still was not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination, obviously. But I just felt like the reaction to my take yesterday was good from the standpoint of it felt like there were a lot of people that felt like they were ready to stay patient with Derek Chenander, which I think is great. No question about it. 402-951-1620. Reminder, tomorrow, Sharp and Benning, 7 to 11 a.m., Husker Roundtable. Make sure you're tuned in. Have a bunch of different fun Husker guests. They're going 4 hours on all things Husker football, 7 to 11 tomorrow. Make sure you are locked in. Denny Woodhead, Brian Munson still to come, but coming up next, let's get to him, man. Kevin Kugler, play-by-play voice of the entire universe. Lots to talk about with Kevin. We'll do it next.